Good afternoon. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu and very soon at 90.9 FM HD2. We can talk more about that this hour and anything else you would like to, because this is another episode of Talk to the Manager. And I'm Jay Pierce, the station manager of WILL AM and FM, and also the program director of WILL AM 580. So if you have a question about our programming, whether it be the AM station or the FM station, or you have a comment that you'd like to make, now's a great time to do it. This is a two-way dialogue here that helps me and the rest of us here at the radio station program a better service to you. Our phone numbers are 333-9455 if you're in and around Champaign-Urbana, 333-9455, or you can call us long distance toll-free, 222-9455, and that's an 800 number, 800-222-9455, and we will hopefully have a great engaging discussion coming up in this hour of Talk to the Manager here on the Afternoon Magazine. We certainly do appreciate your comments, whether you do it on a program like this or send them in via email to willamfm@illinois.edu, or if you want to call our listener comment line at 217-333-0853, or send us snail mail to 300 North Goodwin, Urbana, 61801. You can contact us any way you'd like and let us know what you're thinking, because after all, we are here for you. And we have somebody calling in right off the bat here from Gilman on line four. So let's take that call and see what you have to say. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. I really enjoy your programming. I listen quite a bit. Obviously, I'm on the road, and if it wasn't for you guys, it's a vast wasteland on AM radio for the most part, so I really enjoy the topics. I actually had a couple of quick questions, which I'll give you, and then you can answer them. I'll hang up and listen off the air.
Well, sure.
With regards to the programming, I just was wondering, I know that, like, for instance, the morning show, there's a regular bullpen of authors. I was just wondering what goes into selecting a topic. Is it the availability of an author? Is it, selection of a book? I just was wondering what the method to the madness was. And then with regards to the archives, you guys, that is such a great resource. I was wondering who makes the selection of a show to go on. Is that the wherewithal of a producer, or does, I don't know if you can't go too far back, but you have so many shows and such a wide variety of topics. It's wonderful to listen to. Mm-hmm. And then I was wondering, is there any chance in the near future would you see you guys bringing a program like Fresh Air back on the air?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go ahead and listen off air. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I can address all of those. Topics for the talk shows, those are discussed between the talk show hosts, David Inge and Celeste Quinn, who's taking some time off, and that's why I'm here this afternoon. They talk it over with Harriet Williamson, who's our senior producer of talk shows, and Martha Deal, who is an associate producer who specializes on Focus 580, the morning show. They get together and brainstorm, and Martha and Harriet research, and they bring up topics. Sometimes people submit topics to us, and that's pretty much how it goes. Some of it depends upon what's happening in the news at a given time, what stories would be great to address on an expanded forum, or should we use our platform for a discussion about an issue in the community, for instance, transportation or the county nursing home. Authors, well, a lot of publishers submit books to us. We have a lot of books around here that they read some of and look into, and if they think it would be a relevant topic for you, our listeners here in East Central Illinois and Western Indiana and throughout wherever you're listening on the internet, then it becomes fair game. And then, of course, yes, the process of can we schedule the person that we want to interview on this does play into it, too. As far as the archives go, we have two kinds: the on-air archives that you hear often when our two hosts are on vacation or out ill, We have 20 years worth of archives. We have them going back on cassette tapes into the 1980s from these programs that we can draw, and we tend to draw on the more recent ones. And the idea behind running the archives is to give people, because not everybody who listens to the radio station listens every day and listens to everything we do. Some of you do, and I love you, but not everybody does. So it gives people a chance to, A, maybe hear it again if you already heard it, or it gives other people a chance to hear that particular interview. And we do archive all of our programs, and it goes back several years, online at will.illinois.edu. So you can take another listen, or you can sign up for a podcast of Focus 580 or the Afternoon Magazine, Media Matters, Sidetrack, or Keeping the Faith, any of the locally produced programs we do. So you can listen to them whenever you want. You don't have to listen to the Afternoon Magazine at 1 in the afternoon anymore. You can listen to it on demand. And I must say, thousands and thousands are doing that. It's really taken off, especially over the last year. Statistics that Jack Brighton, our Director of Technology, Assistant Director for Technology, New Media, etc., it's telling me that the numbers just are growing exponentially. Fresh air. Can we bring fresh air back on the air? You know, this goes back a few years. My first day as the station manager here, I made the front page of the newspaper, and it wasn't because the News Gazette decided to run a story that said, boy, you know, best radio person in Illinois becomes manager at WILL. Aren't we lucky? It was Jay Pierce becomes station manager, takes fresh air off the air. And I still have that story, and I'll hold on to it. That's a tough one because that's a very expensive show. And if you've listened to us during our fund drives and at other times, you know that we have been facing for a number of years now significant financial challenges. Fresh Air was a casualty of that. It's an expensive show from NPR, and frankly, we just needed that money, that amount of money that we were paying for that show, to continue to support the local operation that we have here, our award-winning news staff, our talk programs that can uniquely bring up not only a lot of the same interviews Fresh Air does with national guests or international guests, but also more locally relevant topics. It's always on the table. Can we afford to do it today? Well, as a matter of fact, we're wrapping up our first round of the budget process for the coming fiscal year, and I'd say it's not likely to happen right now. But it's always there. It's a program that is, you know, very popular, and we wish we had it back. So I'll just have to leave it there. We'll see how we do in the next month and a half as we wrap up our fiscal year fundraising by the end of June. And I would love to have some good news for you on that front soon. Thank you very much for the call, and thank you for the kind compliments. We do try to provide a good service throughout a good stretch of Illinois. We know a lot of people as they travel throughout you know, the eastern half of the state, almost from the top to the bottom, do listen to us while they're in their car, and value having that service available. So we're glad to provide it. Let's go to another call here. Line one is in Urbana. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Thanks for calling.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling about reception in my house on all of my radios, including my good radios and my not-so-good radios. I have been having really poor quality reception for many months now. Mm-hmm. And I get a high-pitched hum, which is really aggravating. And then sometimes it sounds as if the radio is about to take off, off the runway. So it really interferes with me listening to your station.
Yeah, that's not good. Can you tell me what neighborhood you live in? You don't have to give me your specific address.
Yes, no, I'm in Southeast Urbana.
Southeast Urbana. Mm-hmm. Okay, you shouldn't have any problem. You're right down the road from our transmitter.
I never had before, but I don't know, starting sometime last year, I would say.
Last year.
And I did speak to your engineer in November, and he said that it was a particular time of the astronomical events when other radio stations that used a similar frequency were interfering, but he would expect it to disappear within a short time.
And
however,
it
hasn't.
Hmm.
No.
Okay.
Can you give me any idea of why? And
not off the top of my head. I mean, usually he's right. It would be interfering. Now, is this at nighttime after sunset, or does it happen during the daytime too?
It's happening in the daytime too. I've
that's
got a boat radio
concerning.
With a high pitched hum that I just turned off.
Yeah. The only thing I can speculate on is if some kind of an electrical appliance or machine or something moved into your neighborhood that wasn't there before that could be interfering, because AM radio is particularly sensitive to electromechanical devices. So.
What sort of an electrical?
Oh, you know, anything from an appliance to a fluorescent light or,
in my neighborhood?
Yeah, in your neighborhood. Or if they, you know these new stoplights, traffic lights that they're putting up, the LED, the ones
that
are brighter. But you probably don't have any of those right in your house.
Don't.
But those interfere with your radio signal. Electric lines can do it, cable TV lines, things like that. Can do it, but if there's not anything that like that that's changed in your neighborhood,
not that I know of, and there's nothing certainly in my own house that's changed.
Yeah, give me like an intersection that's close to you.
George Huff Drive and George Huff and Harding, or George Huff and Mumford.
Mumford, okay, I know where that is. Yeah, that gives me an idea, and what we can do is kind of drive around there, see if we get it on the car radio or something, see if it's something in the neighborhood that's doing it.
Okay.
The next best bet is when we go digital with our FM station, we're going to put the AM programming on one of the FM digital channels, and that might be a possibility for you. You'd be able to hear it in FM quality and in stereo.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't get any problem on the FM station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you'd hear it clearly, but you'd have to buy digital radios to do that. So.
Oh, you mean I've... Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, there you go. But you're in an area where you shouldn't be getting this kind of thing. We'll check into it. If it's still happening, you know, like in a few weeks, just call me back off air. Sometime.
Okay.
Just ask for Jay Pierce, and we'll,
right.
We'll try and track this down and figure out what's doing that.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm in a little block between George Huff, Curitan, George Huff, Harding, Curitan, Mumford.
Okay. I know that area. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take a drive
much.
Through there on the way home from work today and see if I can hear anything. And I'll get with our chief engineer, and we'll see what we can come up with for you.
Okay. Well, it often, you know, I just turn the radio off because it's too unpleasant.
We don't want that. All right.
No, thank you very much.
Thanks, and hopefully we can solve this for you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Line two, a caller from Champaign. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hi there. I was curious about the change that you made in your Saturday morning lineup.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what was behind that because I loved only a game, and now it's on at 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have any... I don't know why that happened.
Well, yeah. I can explain that. Only a Game was on at noon, and Travel with Rick Steves was on at 10, and we wanted to add Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is one of the more popular NPR programs and one of the most requested programs we'd had here.
Yeah, I like
on
that
the station.
One, too.
Yeah, so we added that, and it has to run at 10 o'clock after Car Talk. So we had to bump Rick Steves to somewhere. Well, Rick Steves has more listeners than Only a Game. So when you look at it, you go, okay, well, what are our options here? You know, we put on Wait, Don't Tell Me. We have to move some stuff around to make room for that hour. And we can't put Rick Steves on at a time when nobody's going to be able to hear it because a lot of people listen to it. And had to look through the schedule and find out what would be what's a nice way to put it, because you like Only a Game, an underperformer, and it was an underperformer.
And so Illinois State Review and the
That's much better for us. Yeah, Only a Game is one of those things. It was just like, you know, those of you who really like the program really like it. There just aren't a whole lot of you. That's all I can say. I mean, I'm sorry about it because I like it too.
Well,
so,
luckily, I'm up early in the morning on Saturday.
Well, that's good. But, you know, the funny thing about it is everybody else, we were the only radio station just about in America running it that late in the day. Most stations that run that show run it at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they all said, I don't have a dartboard and make these things by throwing going, what can I pick on now? But I did talk to other people at other stations and who run it at 6 o'clock, and they all said it works a lot better at 6 o'clock than it would at noon. So we're trying it. We're seeing it. But, yeah, you're not the first person I've heard from. So.
Okay. Well,
but I appreciate hearing from you, and you do like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, huh?
Yeah, I do. It's entertaining, for sure.
Good. Okay. Well, I hope I've answered it. All right. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, we can't, you know, call in. Maybe I can't always make you happy with the answer. Excuse me. But I'll try and answer it, you know, the best I can and be honest about it. Caller says we have too much agriculture programming. Okay, I'll note that. The reason we have so much agriculture programming, and I like to take a chance to kind of, you know, tell you why we do things. And I know that it's kind of unusual for a public radio station to have a lot of agricultural programming, but we're kind of an unusual public radio station, frankly. And we went on the air in 1922 here at a land-grant university, and agriculture was here from the very start. It's been a part of the core programming on the station for, well, 86 years now. And it does very well. All of the audience analysis, the level of listeners, the contributions, support for the service from underwriters and listeners, and the nature of the audience and what else they listen to and support on the radio station is very good. It's a very solid and very strong service that reaches out into the communities, and agriculture is the biggest business going around here. So it's something that other stations have over the years cut back on, and we've been able to maintain ours. And, you know, we do it a little bit differently. It's not as much a how to plant and how to grow crops as it is how do you make money? How do you survive? How do you keep your agribusiness going? And that's been a pretty successful thing for us. So that's the answer as to why. All right. We have, let's see, line 3 in Northeast Urbana. And you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi. It's you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Okay. First, a compliment. I really enjoy the public square.
Great.
Second, why must the Cato Institute be brought in so often? These people make Dick Cheney look like a flaming liberal. I realize that often they're being brought in by NPR, not Will.
Mm-hmm.
But still, they seem to pop up on the talk shows, it seems to me, inordinately often, and that there isn't any balance with the really left, even moderately left, say the Progressive or the Nation, to balance them.
Hmm.
They really are right-wing. I think they must be named after Cato the Elder, you know, the fellow who always ended his speeches, and Carthage must be destroyed.
Carthage must be, yes. You know, that's a good comment, and I will take that a couple of directions. Number one, I'll talk to, I'll pass it along to our talk show producers, and I will also send along your comment to NPR.
They could at least introduce them as a right-wing think tank.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for doing that.
All right. I will do that. Thank you very much for the call. And thank you much for the compliment as well on the public square. For those not familiar with that, because I know, again, not everybody listens all the time. On Fridays, we started this a few years ago, and it's been, I think, pretty successful. Some members of the community had asked that we provide a little bit of time so that people who don't necessarily get, you know, as much airtime as others might have some access to say what they think. So we have a program called The Public Square. And at 4:45, and it repeats at 6:45, we have 3 minutes of time on Fridays when people come in advance and submit a script to us and then come in and record it and say what they want. pretty much about anything. No personal attacks or nothing that would be illegal, libelous or slanderous or that could get us in trouble for broadcasting it. But, you know, it's to get it off your chest. Viewpoints are a big, 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 big part of the dialogue here on WILL for a very good reason. And it's a reason to some extent, you know, somebody like the Cato Institute should be on. But there should be, you know, I would hope balance too and other viewpoints, because the more we talk about things, the more we discuss them and bring our ideas back and forth and consider them, I think the better, the healthier our society is. And, you know, that to some people may sound, you know, rather altruistic, but really that's a lot of what we're about here at WILL. And you're listening to The Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jay Pearson. I'm the station manager of WILL Radio, AM and FM, and I'm also the program director here at AM 580. So basically, you're talking here, you're listening, and if you're calling in, you're talking to the person who's responsible for whatever goes out over the airwaves on this station. And if you have a comment, you can make it to me. If you have a question, you can ask it. 333-9455. That's our local number, 333-9455, or 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. We've been talking about this digital thing a lot, and before we get to our next call, I thought I'd take a minute to go over what's going on with it. Television is going digital. You've heard a lot about these converter boxes, this and that. Next February, the current signal that you get that's called the analog signal is going to go away. And you're going to have a digital television if you receive your signal over the air. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if you have satellite TV or if you have cable TV, you don't have to worry about anything. Forget about it. But if you have an antenna, whether it be rabbit ears or you have an antenna outside and you receive channel 12 and channel 3 and channel 15 and 17 and the Fox channels and the WB channel, if you get all of those channels the old-fashioned way over the air, and about 20% of you in our market area or more do that right now, you're going to either have to have a digital television or get a converter box for your analog television. And most of us who would be hanging on to old analog TVs and this and that are probably upper end of the baby boomers or older. And we might remember back into the late 50s and early 60s when you had to buy that little box to make your television receive UHF stations. It's a lot like that. Radio, digital radio. We are probably by June 15th, drop-dead date, going to go digital on our FM station, 90.9 FM, will add a digital signal. Now, unlike television, nobody's turning off the analog signals on radio. So your current radios will work probably till they die. And you don't have to worry about that. But if you want to get the digital signal, you can go buy a digital radio, and you'll be able, once we sign this on in a month, get 90.9 FM in digital. Now, what that means is the classical music and other music programming you hear on WILL FM will sound great, crystal clear, CD quality. And one of the benefits of digital radio is that we can add a couple of more channels to it. And one of them that we're going to add right off the bat is the second channel will be the programming you hear on AM 580. What's the benefit of that? Well, number one, when we go down to 100 watts at night, because we have to lower our power after sunset, and we can't raise it up again until sunrise the next day. When we go down to power at night, a lot of people can't hear us. But if you're in the 90.9 FM listening area, you will be able to hear us. So I'm talking to you folks, especially in Southwest Champaign, and out toward Monticello and even Mohammed at night, Rantoul, down in Tuscola, these areas, wherever you can hear 90.9 FM. Now, even during the daytime, we have to protect a station that's out in Topeka, Kansas, so we can't broadcast to the west very far. Even though we can hit Chicago and Mount Vernon and Indianapolis, we can't hit Decatur very well. But 90.9 FM does, so even during the daytime, you'll get a crystal clear signal, not subject to interference from power lines or lightning, on this 90.9 FM HD2 channel. It's going to be great, and you'll hear us in stereo, too. It'll be just like another FM station, so that's going to be very cool. So all the little music Kyle plays, you know, in between programs and things, you'll hear in stereo. Should be fun, and we should be doing that June 15th. And so cross your fingers, everything goes well, and we'll get that fired up. All right, let's go to another phone call because that's what we're here for today. I believe, which line are we going to, Kyle? Hold up a finger here. I can't remember. I lost my place. Number three? Are we going to number three in Urbana? Okay, line number three. You're on the air. Go ahead.
When there's bad weather in the area, I would much rather hear a briefer announcement, weather warning every 15 minutes. Seems like there's just a lot of overkill. Seems like the weather warning comes on every 5 minutes with a minutia of the exact location, and it just seems to be a waste. Secondly, I would like to hear only a game during the hours. I'm more apt to be awake, and I would much rather hear that than car talk twice, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
All right. Good, thanks. Okay, good comments. Briefer weather warnings, yeah. Well, it's a good time to make those comments because we're in severe weather season. We do try to pass along warnings as they come in, and sometimes that makes for frequent interruptions. The reason for passing them along as soon as we get them is so that those in the path of a severe thunderstorm or a tornado, and those are the ones we break in immediately for, will have the current information, the latest information about where that storm is. And because we cover a pretty wide area, sometimes we do end up breaking in fairly frequently. But it's always good to hear the critique, and I'll pass that along to our weather department. Only a game I think I talked about a little bit earlier. It's got its fans, but we're at a point where public radio has changed in the way that we're, you know, funded, the kind of support that we get. The balance is shifting, and only a game, unfortunately for us, is a program that is not measuring up. It's just not measuring up, and unfortunately, it's a halfway expensive program, and I don't know about its future. I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain it because other programs are paying for it. You know, the support people give us for other programs has been subsidizing this one, and we're not in a great position to continue doing that subsidy model. So I'll just give you fair warning. It's on the table. And that means I don't know if it's going to be here in October or not. So we shall see. If we get a lot of calls, you know, about it between now and then, we'll, you know, I'll reconsider. But as we're putting the budget together, it's not looking fantastic for that show. Line one is next in Tolono. And you're on the air.
Hello, Jay. I just wanted to comment. I really enjoy all the programming, actually.
Thank you.
And what prompted me to call was earlier you had a person commenting about interference she was receiving.
Yeah.
With one of her radio, and I was experiencing something similar as well, and I had tracked it down to my conversion of a room with compact fluorescent light bulbs.
Wow!
And I noticed that, well, it's a room that the lights were on almost all the time, and my desk was in there, and the radio was on, and it took a while to figure it out, but then when I turned the lights out, the interference would go away.
So wow.
Just a stab in the dark there. You know, that might not be your problem, but call with that.
Right. It's a good tip. Thank you very much for that. Didn't think about that. We're all trying to go green and put in the compact fluorescence. And, wow, what if they're causing interference to the radio? How do you make a decision like that? I don't know. Let's see. Go green, save energy, or be able to hear AM 580. I would hope there'd be a way that we could do both. But that's a good tip. So the caller from Urbana might check and see if there's some newly installed compact fluorescence in the area, and maybe you just want to move your radio or turn it, reposition it as respect to that, or turn those lights off when you're using it. All right, good comment. Thank you very much. And now we go to line two, a caller from Champaign. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm calling from Champaign, and I do listen to public radio probably every day of my life, and I love it a lot. And
great.
So what I'm calling with is kind of a personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You have a new announcer on AM, and I listen to him sometimes on the weekends. And it seems that his voice is more FM appropriate. I really have a hard time when he's on just because listening to him doesn't inspire to me WILAM, and I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay. Thank you much. Appreciate
Thank
that. I know who you're talking about. Great. Well, we take all the comments, and what we do is, you know, we do when we pick people to be on the air and we work with them and stuff, there's a lot that goes into that. And, you know, certainly the bottom line when it comes to it is how are people received by those listening. So there you go. Thank you for the comment. I think we're going now to Aurora, Illinois, way up north. And that's on line 4. Hi.
Good afternoon, Yul. I think your programming is fantastic. I think it's one of the best ones out there. I've been listening to you guys for years. It's nice to get something from down south up here that somebody makes a lot of sense. Your afternoon magazine is great. The morning one is great. I mean, I basically listen to it almost all day. So, you know, keep up the good work. It is kind of disappointing, though, that you're not getting any more funding. I have donated in the past, and I'll try to keep donating. You know I'm lack of funds. I'll give you a couple dollars here and there. But I got to tell you, you're probably the most, and as far as a gentleman who called in earlier and said, you know, whether you're left or right, it doesn't make any difference. This is a free country, and you should be able to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And if he doesn't like, anybody doesn't like the program, go somewhere else. You know, or at least jump in and help you, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, well, that, you know, and that's why most of our programs, except the NPR programs, and he was commenting that Cato Institute, I think, gets in a lot on some of the NPR shows. But, you know, we always have the phone lines open, so everybody's free to jump in and dispute and get a good discussion going. So
exactly. And all I can say is you guys do a great job. Well, I hope everything works out and you keep up the good work and it's, you know, goes on for a few more years anyways. Thanks again. You guys have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
From up in Aurora. And we'll go on. You know, I mean, the financial situation that we face is largely prompted. And I think, you know, we've talked about this several times on the air in different formats. It's no secret what's going on with the state of Illinois' finances and budget and government. And we took a big hit in our state funding. All public broadcasting stations in Illinois did. It just happened to hit us because we got a little more money from the state than some of the other stations because we have a little bit bigger operating budget and, you know, our situation of being a little bit bigger than some of the stations. We took a bigger hit. So it was substantial enough that it's caused somewhat of a squeeze around here. And, you know, frankly, the state funding for public broadcasting has been on the decline for several years. It's not just any one year. This year, it just happened to decline a lot more than it had in years past. So it was a tough one. You know, we're making some moves to cover it, but listener contributions have been ahead so far this year. And that's great for WILL as a whole, radio and television. We set the goal overall. And we're over $1.7 million on our way to 2.3 by the end of the year. So we have a month and a half about to make it. And fingers crossed, we're going to, on June the 6th, Friday, a couple of weeks from Friday, give you a chance to call in during that day like we did on the Fat Tuesday fundraiser. We're going to give you a chance to call in and help us out at the end of the year to, you know, get toward that goal because, you know, all the money we're raising right now is going to be the funding we forward fund 1 year. So we know going into next year what we're going to have to work with and what we'll be able to provide in the way of services to you. All right. Let's see. A caller from Indiana on line 3 now. Let's go to that one. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Line 3.
Hi, I'm actually from Urbana, Illinois. I'm just on my back travel over in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to compliment the same way the Aurora caller did, too. Plus the fact that, you know, a lot of the talk radio stuff, especially on the news end of it, listen to it, a what I read in the paper this morning. They're repeating what I've already read, whereas PBS or even just local is not what I've read in the paper. It's a lot more comprehensive. Even the mix when you combine the television at 9 o'clock at night. I teach part-time and usually I'm in the car on the way home and listen to the Lehrer report on the way home and get, pick up on that too. But I did want to also say that I really appreciate the weather part of it, how you've expanded that because of traveling and picking up weather. And when I'm over here, that's what I do. I don't try to find the local weather radio station. I just go through you guys and pick it up. The only other thing I wanted to say at the end, too, was before I hang up, would be can you explain just why there is that thing about making AM radio pull the power down in the evening? What's behind that? I never did know, and I'll just go ahead and hang up.
Okay, great. Yeah, I can get into that quickly, and thanks for the compliments. The AM radio, because of the way the signal goes out, as opposed to FM. FM is a different means of transmission. It's frequency modulated. AM means amplitude modulated. But, you know, the bottom line, FM is kind of a line of sight. It goes about, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 miles, 50 miles, something like that, depending upon what power you have. But it's kind of line of sight, and then it goes away. What happens with AM is not only do you get that direct signal, but you get this bouncing. You get a ground wave that goes up. You get a sky wave. You get all of this bouncing all over the place of the signal. And the bottom line is at night, what happens is the ionosphere kind of closes and the signal bounces off of it instead of penetrating right through it like it does in the daylight. And when it bounces off, it goes up and bounces off and comes back down and bounces to earth all over the place. So it's like you can't control it. You know, it goes all over. And so at some point in time, they had to sit there and go, all right, all we're getting is interference over there. So they decided, okay, you get authority to have this frequency. You get this one. You get this one. And they developed these clear channel stations and then the other regional channels. We're a regional channel and then some local channels. And most of the AM stations back when, except for these big, you know, like 50,000-watt stations in Chicago, Boston, New York and stuff, had to go down to, had to go off the air at night, you know, so as not to interfere, unless they were very low power, 250-watt or something, local stations. But bottom line is we used to have to go off the air until about 20 years ago or so, when we got the authority to stay on with minuscule power at night. And if we used any more power at night, our signal would bounce up off the ionosphere and go and interfere with a station at Topeka, Kansas, WIBW, which is also on 580, and they have the right. And that's why we can't broadcast to the west too far either. We can't interfere with Topeka, Kansas. It's the best I can tell you. All right. Well, we're going to have too many calls to get in before we get done, but let's go to line one in Champaign. Let's see how many we can get in before we're done here. And talk to the manager. You're on the air, line one.
Hi. Let me reinforce the comment that was made earlier about only a game. And also, I don't understand why Car Talk is on twice. That just blows my mind. I mean, I love Car Talk, and I listen to them all the time. Mm-hmm. But twice is too much. But what I really, my real comment that I wanted to make is the way you treat online or callers. Somewhere along the line, you ought to say, okay, we can't take any more calls now. Because if I call in late, then I get cut off.
Gotcha.
The other thing that occurred to me is that can't you keep your guests around for, say, 5 minutes after the program is over so he can pick up the calls that have come in late?
We technically can't do that.
Oh,
there's
okay.
No telephone in the studio here, so unless it's on the air, we can't hear it in the studio.
I see.
You know, I suppose we could work around that somehow. That's an interesting thought, and I'll pass that along, though.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's I never had anybody suggest that before. But, yeah, technically we can't, but that doesn't mean we can't make that happen. Okay, let's try another call. Urbana, line two, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. I happen to be one of the people who have been listening to public radio since it began. And in
good
several
for you.
Cities in Illinois, this one is far superior to some. I also am such a groupie that I listen to it wherever I drive, and I can always find it. except for a few little pockets. So I also want to say that although I have a PhD, I think my real education in my adult life has come from public radio and public television. And I say that because I would just like so many other people to start listening. Of course, I'm afraid the people you have on today are in the choir. You know.
Yeah, that's what tends to happen, isn't it?
Yes. However, having said that, I wanted to say that I particularly like all the programming. I wish you could get more of the syndicated stuff like Science Fridays, Talk of the Nation and Science Fridays, but I imagine that's very expensive. Amy Guida is a particularly clever and useful presentation. I don't understand why so few of your programs deal with the topic of children and families and raising them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know today you had a wonderful program on infant development, and this week we also had a program on children's literature. But I see, but I don't think that's an area that's getting enough of your attention. And, you know, we have quite a bit of expertise in this community in that area. So that would be my suggestion.
Great.
Is to seek more programs that will help families, parents, and teachers who work with children, keep up the great job that you do.
Thanks.
And I hope we get more listeners. I also am a regular donor. So.
Well, great. Thank you much. We have a lot of listeners. We need more donors. Am I being too frank?
Right.
We have over 43,000 listeners a week.
Well, wow.
We have about 5,000 donors. So
okay.
There you go.
Keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks a lot. I do appreciate that. And that, you know, I mean, that is the bottom line. You don't have to pay for the service. So a lot of people don't. But thanks to you who do, it is provided for a lot of people throughout the area. Some can't, you know, and that's fine. But the reality is that the funding situation is shifting, some say, more of a burden to listeners. But I don't think it's a burden. Do you? You know, can you afford $5 a month or something for us, you know, when you're paying $100 a month for cable TV? All right, let's try to get line 4 in from Fairbury and line 3 from Chicago quickly before we have to wrap up here. Line 4, Fairbury, go ahead.
My question is regarding the digital. Is there a limit to how far out it goes? I mean, I've never heard anybody discuss that.
The radio or the TV?
Both.
Oh, both, yeah. It goes a little bit less than the current, what they call analog signal.
Okay, the analog. But what about the FM? I mean, like,
yeah, when
so
we...
we're not, I will still be able to get FM when you go digital?
Yeah, you'll get FM. We won't turn off the current signal that's there. It'll still be there.
Yeah, I know, but I would like to get
the digital signal.
Where
do you live? What town?
Fairbury.
50
miles, about 50 miles.
Hold on a second. I know where you are, but I got to look at a map.
I know.
Well, I don't know. You're on the border.
The same way with TV is that we get your signal from off our antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Because to get it through our satellite dish,
you'll get
to get Peoria stations, and I don't want Peoria stations.
Oh, bless your heart. I'm going to pass that along to David Teal. You'll get the digital TV signal.
Oh, great.
I think.
Okay.
I don't think there's going to be a problem with that. I don't think. Fairbury, you're on the border for the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get it. Let me know if you do. Call back and let me know if you do in a month. You know, try it and we'll cross.
I love all the programming, just FYI, and try to increase my support every year.
Well, good. Thank you very much.
All righty then.
Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Let's try line 3 in Chicago real quick. I know we have to get along to the settlements and the farm report and everything. But let's try Chicago, line number 3. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I like these programs. I think you ought to have one a month or even two a month.
I'd love to do them.
Yeah. Listen, I was wondering if you ever thought about getting Fresh Air and As It Happens back?
Mm-hmm.
Either one of those? You ever had a chance that it was going to come back?
Thought about it. Fresh Air, I talked about a little earlier. That's a budgetary thing. It's a very expensive show. We just can't afford it right now.
Well, I'm lucky. I'm up here in Chicago, so I get here twice.
Yeah, so you get it. As It Happens was an interesting thing. The Public Radio International and the CBC paired up to distribute that. And then for some reason, it stopped. That partnership stopped. I have recently been made aware that you can get some CBC programming otherwise, and I'm going to be looking into that.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a website where you can hear that.
Yes, you can go to the CBC website. Just go to Google or something and put in CBC as it happens, and you'll find it. And
okay,
you can
just
listen
one more.
To the
I know you guys are short on time,
yeah.
But I was wondering if you could find a way to broadcast inside Europe during the daytime.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's an interesting show, but, you know, in the winter we can't pick it up.
Yeah, we do, and you know what? That's a pretty well-listened-to show, too, for early Sunday morning.
Oh, it sure is, yeah.
Daytime. Okay, I'll take that note.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, fella.
All right, thank you very much for the call. All the way up in Chicago, and we're going to have to wrap up this edition to talk to the manager. Thanks to everybody who called. Great comments, good questions. It helps us to provide the service to you to hear from you. So you can email us, go to our website, will.illinois.edu, find out all the ways to contact us. Do stay in touch, please. And together, we're going to build and maintain this service for you.